In genteel public radio, where else can you find a place that on the Friday before Halloween will tell you how to enrich your scary movie diet with progressive feminism? A consumer's guide to avoiding the so very patriarchy-generated chainsawed screaming girl scenes. All those torture sessions. We want movies where girls fight back rather than accept their timid Mia Farrow's satanic Rosemary's Baby fate. The Takeaway, of course, is here to help with culture reporter Melissa Locker's certified list of feminist horror films, starting with The Babadook.
Yeah, it's this poor single mother struggling with, I think it's a kind of a metaphor for like depression or grief, and this, you know, evil thing like infiltrates the entire house, and then the woman has nothing to do but protect her child. And I mean, this is my total nightmare, and it is so scary and so good, and honestly, I really think we should have more female directors making horror movies because they get something that has never really been seen on screen before.
It's untried territory, and you know, it definitely gets you away from the chainsaws.
Yeah, and she's Australian, and I have to say, Australian horror movies are some of the scariest out there. It is a whole subgenre that is a different conversation, but if you want to really terrify yourself this Halloween, the Australian horror movie is a genre for you.
What else have you got?
Teeth is, it's about a young girl who develops teeth in a very unlikely location.
Yeah.
So bad. When someone tries to force himself on her, things do not go as he planned. And
ouch.
At first, you know, she's horrified by this development, but then she soon comes to embrace it as a, you know, wonderful gift.
What about the most precious gift of all? Are you going to give that to the first guy who buys you a big bunch of roses?
No way.
Have you seen Jennifer's Body?
No.
It stars Megan Fox as a virgin sacrifice gone very, very wrong.
Puncture wound. God, that's so emo. I need you frightened. I need you hopeless.
And she turns into basically a man-eating demon who tracks down all the various men, lookout high school football captains, and turns them into, you know, her main course.
Okay.
Have you seen It Follows?
No, I've heard about this.
Basically, it's about a girl has, you know, sex for the very first time, and this boy tells her, like, hey, guess what? I gave you this, not STD, but a curse.
This thing, it's going to follow you. Somebody gave it to me. And I passed it to you, back in the car. It could look like someone you know, or it could be a stranger in a crowd. Whatever helps it get close to you.
So it's kind of a modern horror movie and kind of a metaphor for a lot of the stuff that women are told about sexuality, pregnancy, and STDs, and AIDS, and everything else. And this, you know, poor girl just, you know, was in love, and suddenly, you know, it all goes downhill very, very quickly.
And then I noticed that you like Alien.
Alien is one of the scariest movies of all time.
It is absolutely the scariest.
Now, I think there's definitely an argument to say that the later films, like Aliens and Alien 3 and Alien 4, those are more action movies. But I think the original Alien is completely terrifying. But if you want to do something kind of older and more classic there, and things that, you know, aren't quite as scary but still give you this general sense of things, look at, like, Dracula's Daughter. It's the 1936 sequel to Dracula. Did you even know Dracula had a sequel?
No.
Me neither. So it stars Gloria Holden, who's beautiful and glamorous, and she plays Countess Maria Zaleska. And she kind of has to bear this burden of being her father's daughter and carrying on his legacy.
I'm sure we'd all be interested to know what modern science has to say about vampires. Go on, Jeffrey.
But surely you don't believe that preposterous rot, old fellow, what?
No, but I believe in Van Helsing.
It also may be one of the first movies to kind of start the cinematic meme of the lesbian vampire, because she does express an interest in women, which was pretty racy for the time. But, you know, if you're a vampire, you could get away with a lot more than other people in 1936.
Okay, Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.